USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin giving a mea culpa this week on Thursday in his first press conference since he disappeared without warning for cancer surgery treatment and related health complications. Speaking at the Pentagon, the Defense Secretary says he apologized to President Biden for his conduct.
I never directed anyone to keep my January hospitalization from the White House.
The Inspector General of the Defense Department is looking into the communication failure. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising a bipartisan border deal will be sent over to the U.S. House of Representatives by the middle of next week, likely Wednesday.
These challenges at the border and in Ukraine and the Middle East are just too great, and we will need to be here working.
The bill text could be released as soon as today. It'll include U.S.-Mexico border policy changes, funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Over in the House, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has said the bill faces an uphill climb. President Joe Biden's issued an executive order now specifically addressing the issue of violent Israeli settlers in the West Bank.
The order singles out four individuals accused of directly engaging in violence or intimidation in the West Bank. These accusations include initiating and leading riots, setting fire to buildings, fields, and vehicles, assaulting civilians, and causing property damage. The State Department has released the names of the Israelis affected by the executive order, which not only freezes their financial assets, but also prohibits their entry into the United States. The White House informed the Israeli government of its intentions before implementing the executive order. I'm John Schaefer.
It's still unclear if any Americans are at risk, but a man described as a pro-Hamas suicide bomber has stormed a U.S. factory in Turkey this week. The Procter & Gamble plant employs roughly 500 people. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The new free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA form, will be delayed this year. The U.S. Department of Education says students and families likely will not see their college financial aid packets until the first half of March. Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy.
My office is also launching a hotline, a website, for students, guidance counselors, financial aid administrators, and others to report issues they are having with the FAFSA process.
The new delay means colleges cannot determine what kind of aid it will give students, so many of them will need to decide on what school to attend without knowing the full financial picture. Actor Alec Baldwin is pleading not guilty to new involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment, entering the plea in a court document filed Wednesday. If your child is arguing with you about having energy drinks, Corey Myers has something for you to tell them.
According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. That study, a collaboration by Fuse.
Get ready for new limits on password sharing on Hulu. The Disney-owned streaming service is changing its terms of service now to ban account sharing with people outside the house. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.